There are also glacial moraines in this area. A moraine is any accumulation of unconsolidated debris of regolith and rock, sometimes referred to as glacial till, that occurs in both currently and formerly glaciated regions, and that has been previously carried along by a glacier or ice sheet. It may consist of partly rounded particles ranging in size from boulders, in which case it's often referred to as boulder clay, down to gravel and even sand, in a ground mass of finely divided clay material, sometimes called glacial flour. Lateral moraines are those formed at the side of the ice flow, and terminal moraines were formed at the foot, marking the maximum advance of the glacier. Other types of moraine include ground moraines, till-covered areas forming sheets on flat or irregular topography, and medial moraines, moraines formed where two glaciers met. Okay, step number 46. At odometer reading 11.88, turn left at the stop sign onto Main Street in Ogdensburg. Step 47, mile marker 11.95, take the second right turn onto Passaic Avenue. Here you'll see the old schoolhouse and firehouse museum on your left. Built in 1910 as Ogdensburg's fifth public school, it was adapted for reuse in 1930 as the borough's first firehouse. On June 10, 2006, it was dedicated as an Ogdensburg Historic Site. Step 48, mile 12.53. Turn right onto Cork Hill Road, immediately before the Sterling Hill Mining Museum. Now known as the Sterling Hill Mine Tour and Museum of Fluorescence, this is a former iron and zinc mine in Ogdensburg. It was the last working underground mine in New Jersey when it closed in 1986, and it became a museum in 1989. Along with the nearby Franklin Mine, it is known for its variety of minerals, especially the fluorescent varieties. It was added to the National Register of Historic Places in 1991. Mining began at the site in the 1630s, when it was mistakenly thought to be a copper deposit. King George III granted the property to William Alexander, who was titled Lord Stirling. Stirling sold it to Robert Ogden in 1765. It went through several owners until the various mines were combined into the New Jersey Zinc Company in 1897. The mine closed in 1986 due to a tax dispute with the town, which foreclosed for back taxes in 89 and auctioned the property to Richard and Robert Hawke for $750,000. It opened as a museum in August 1990. In the area of the Franklin and Sterling Hill mines, 357 types of minerals are known to occur. These make up approximately 10% of the minerals known to science. 35 of these minerals have not been found anywhere else. 91 of the minerals fluoresce. There are 35 miles of tunnels in the mine going down to 2,065 feet below the surface on the main shaft and 2,675 feet on the lower shaft. As of 2017, other than the very top level of the mine, which is less than 100 feet, the entire lower section has been flooded due to underground water table, and hence it's no longer accessible. The mine remains at a constant 56 degrees Fahrenheit through the year. That's 13 degrees centigrade. The tour spends about 30 minutes inside the exhibit hall, which contains a wide variety of mining memorabilia, mineralogical samples, fossils, and meteorites. It then leads into the mine for a 1,300-foot walk on level ground through the underground mine. The walk goes through a new 240-foot section called the Rainbow Tunnel, which was blasted in 1990 using 49 blasts at a cost of $2 a foot. In the Rainbow Room, shortwave ultraviolet lights are turned on to demonstrate the entire tunnel and various samples that glow with fluorescence. The mine is also home to the Ellis Astronomical Observatory, the Thomas S. Warren Museum of Fluorescence, and a collection of mining equipment. 1 mile after the turn onto Cork Hill Road, you'll see Black Pegasus Horse Farm on the right. On the far side of this horse farm, Silk City Rentals, LLC, is proposing to construct Millie's Court, a collection of 265 apartments on top of a limestone ridge that is partly inside of the Ogdensburg Meadow Natural Heritage Priority Site. That site contains rare wild plants that are globally critically imperiled, in addition to a collection of state critically imperiled rare species. The site is in the Walkill River Valley, in the shadow of Hamburg and Sparta Mountains to the east, and the Pimple Hills to the west. The site provides habitat for 11 threatened and endangered species, including bald eagle, barred owl, bobcat, and bog turtle. The site is contiguous to state conservation lands, and a land trust has expressed interest in purchasing the land in order to protect it. The sub-watershed in which the project is located is in a deficit of 0.4211 million gallons per day, the same watershed that the municipal wells are located. The developer plans to convey wastewater to a treatment plant in another sub-watershed, further depleting the already stressed water supply. The municipality denied the project, but caved in after the developer filed 3 lawsuits against the borough, including a builder's remedy lawsuit. This is an example of a bad development project in the wrong place. We are actively opposing their developer's application for state permits, and we, the Highlands Coalition, are considering litigation if they are approved. Step number 49, odometer reading 14.65 miles. Turn right at the stop sign on Franklin Avenue, followed by a left turn onto Buckwheat Road. Then immediately turn left onto Evans Street. That's step 50. Here we invite you to stop for a short break at Franklin Mineral Museum on your left. They are expecting us and have opened their doors, especially for our group. They officially open in April, and the lobby and the gift shop area are free. The zinc ore here was fabulously rich, averaging nearly 25% zinc by weight, and there was a lot of it. Over the years, these two mines produced 33 million tons of ore. By any measure, these two ore bodies and the metamorphosed limestone that encloses them comprise one of the top 10 mineral localities in the world, a fact known to mineral collectors and professional mineralogists alike. The Franklin ore body in particular is famous for its spectacular fluorescent minerals and abundance of rare mineral species. Indeed, nothing closely resembling it has been found anywhere else on our planet, save its sister ore body at Sterling Hill, 2.5 miles away from here. Following your break at the Franklin Mineral Museum, let's return to your car, and exiting the museum, turn left, back again on Evans Street, head north on Evans Street until you reach Main Street at odometer reading 15.27 miles. Turn left onto Main and go 1 block until you reach Church Road. Turn right there, and that's at mile marker 15.27. You will next turn left onto Route 631 at odometer reading 15.55 miles. So you stay on Route 631, heading towards Route 94 North. You'll reach that intersection at odometer reading 16.99 miles. Turn right there to head north on 94. Then coming up quickly at mile 17.37 on your odometer, turn right onto Wheatsworth Road. It's actually a Y intersection, so you'll bear right onto Wheatsworth. It comes up very suddenly, so don't be surprised if you pass it and you have to turn back. Wheatsworth Road is a drive through a recessional moraine, a feature of the receding glacial lake North Church, depositing a delta of debris, forming kettle holes and hummocky hills. Ballyoween Golf Course took advantage of these same features, incorporating them into the course that naturally resembles a Scottish upland. In fact, the world's first golf course, St. Andrews in Scotland, is a glacial landscape. Here, in the New Jersey Highlands, these are naturally occurring features. But golf courses throughout the world, whether in Florida, the high desert, the Midwest Plains, the Rocky Mountains, they go to great pains to artificially replicate this natural landscape. Next, you're going to see Gingerbread Castle. This is tucked in just past the old Wheatsworth Mills factory building. The once candy-coated dreams of a small New Jersey amusement park can still be seen in the ruins of this fantasy castle. The Gingerbread Castle was originally a fairy tale-themed amusement park located in Hamburg, New Jersey. The castle was designed in 1928 by the Austrian architect and set designer Joseph Orban. It was commissioned by F.H. Bennett, who was the owner of F.H. Bennett Biscuit Company in New York City. Bennett bought the New Jersey property in 1921 to expand his operations and open the Wheatsworth Mills. But Bennett was inspired to create his version of a fairy tale castle on the property after seeing Orban's set design work at a performance of Hansel and Gretel at the Metropolitan Opera. In addition to this, Bennett drew a lot of his inspiration for the castle from his fond childhood memories of Brothers Grimm fairy tales. The castle opened in 1930 and quickly became a popular tourist destination. Unfortunately, by the early 1980s, the castle began its decline from a beloved amusement park to a decrepit structure. Throughout the years, the castle and its surrounding property have gone through many transformations, including it was a nightclub, and at another point it was a haunted house. Step 55, odometer reading 19.29. Turn right at the stop sign on Route 23 South. Please use caution. Step 56, odometer 20.07. Make an acute left at the traffic light on Route 517. Please, not onto Mountain Road. Turn onto Route 517, and this turns into Rudetown Road, north of this intersection. Rudetown Road hugs Hamburg Mountain on your right, the western margin of the Highlands physiographic province. On the left is the Great Appalachian Valley, a valley extending west 7 to 8 miles before the steep rise of the Kittatinny Ridge. Together, they form the Ridge and Valley Physiographic Province, 21 miles east of here. After a series of northeast to southwest trending highlands ridges, they are the Ramapo Mountains at the eastern edge of the Highlands Physiographic Province, before the land descends into the Piedmont Physiographic Province of Newark Basin, where there are scattered the basalt rocks of the Watchung Mountains. Heading further east through the Newark Basin, the Palisades frames New Jersey against the Hudson River. An intrusion of magma between layers of sandstone and shale, it cooled to form a diabase sill that runs from near the Mario Cuomo Tappan Zee Bridge to Bayonne. Although each of these geologic and physiographic features are only a few miles in width, the highlands are part of a geologically related mountain chain, the Appalachians, which runs from the Canadian border in Vermont all the way to Georgia. The Great Appalachian Valley similarly runs from Vermont to Alabama. On your odometer, 1.45 miles after the turn onto Rudetown Road, County Route 517, you'll pass a wetland on the left, which is a certified vernal pool, a very important habitat for amphibian species, including several that are threatened or endangered. Vernal pools fill with rain in the spring and are wet until the late summer when they dry up. Because they're not wet year-round, they cannot support fish life, making them the ideal habitat for amphibians who would otherwise be prey for the fish. A species of tree frog known as spring peepers whose mating call is a distinctive whistled peep. A sure sign of a vernal pool is a loud chorus of spring peepers. You can probably hear them now as you pass, especially if you open your window. Step number 57, odometer reading 23.49 miles. Bear left on Old Rude Town Road, but use caution. Step 58, mile marker 23.96, turn left at the stop sign onto Route 94 South. Step 59, odometer reading 26.4 miles. Turn left at the traffic light on Route 23 South. Step 60, and this is the last, at odometer reading 27.5 miles. Proceed straight at the traffic light, followed by a quick left into the parking lot of the Irish Cottage Inn. Note there's additional parking at the Furniture Direct of North Carolina store just past the restaurant. Please use caution entering and leaving the parking lots. I do hope you've enjoyed our tour of the Highlands, and we welcome you to join us again next fall when we'll do another tour. Until then, please remember to think globally, but act locally, and please love your New Jersey Highlands. Thanks. Bye-bye now.